Good morning.
Hi.
I'm happy to be with you here at South Valley again.
非常高兴又来到这个南谷教会。
My wife and I returned a couple of weeks ago from a trip to Israel.
我太太和我两个星期前刚从这个以色列回来。
And it was a wonderful experience again.
这是一个非常奇妙的经历。
It's the fifth time that we have gone to Israel.
这是我们第五次去以色列。
First time we went in 1957.
我们第一次去的时候是1957年。
Some of you were not born then.
那时候你们很多人可能还没出生。
But you know, every time we go there, we learn something new.
每次去我们都会学到新的东西。
This time, we went with a group from North Valley.
这次我们是跟这个北谷的弟兄姐妹一起去的。
There were eight of us altogether.
我们一共有八个人。
Seven of us were Chinese. My wife was the foreigner.
我们其中七个人，包括我在内是华人，只有我太太是外国人。
Yeah, she's from Canada, someplace.
她是从加拿大来的。
We were invited by a.Christian Jewish pastor to help in his congregation during our time in Jerusalem.
有一位在耶路撒冷的犹太的基督教的牧师邀请我们去啊。
And we had opportunity to speak to some of the older members of his congregation.
我们有机会跟他的这个教会里面的一些年老的弟兄姐妹交通。
And most of them had come from Russia.
他们中间很多都是从俄罗斯来的。
These were Jewish people who had gone through the Holocaust and then had come to Israel.
他们曾经经历过二战时候的犹太人的大屠杀，然后后来他们来到了以色列。
And of course, many of them did not even know how to speak Hebrew.
他们其实很多人都不会讲希伯来文。
So when I spoke to them, I used English, of course.
我跟他们交通的时候，我当然是用英文。
It was interpreted into Hebrew.
然后呢，有人翻译成希伯来文。
And then from Hebrew into Russian.
然后再从希伯来文翻译成俄语。
It took a long time to say a little.
所以呢，要花很久的时间才能讲一点点信息。
But the people were so receptive and so friendly.
但是那些人是非常的友好，他们非常的接纳。
They had gone through a lot of suffering.
他们经历过很多的苦难。
And we're just praying that God will allow the seed of the Word of God to take root in their hearts.
我们就是祷告啊，那就是神的话语像种子一样的在他们的心中能够生根。
And we need as a congregation to be praying faithfully for Israel.
作为一个教会，我们应当衷心的来为以色列来祷告。
Israel is God's chosen people.
以色列人是上帝所拣选的神的选民。
They did not elect to be God's people.
如果他们没有被神拣选的话。
But it's God who elected them to be his people.
是神拣选了他们。
But many of them still have blinders in front of their eyes. They cannot see the truth about Jesus.
但是他们很多人还是没有办法看到这个耶稣基督的真理。
But scripture tells us that one day before he returns or when he comes back, their eyes will be opened.
但圣经教导我们说，当耶稣基督回来之前他们的眼睛就会得看见。
It says they will look on him whom they pierced.
因为那些扎他的人会抬头来仰望他。
And we need to pray thatGod will bring many of the people to him.
我们祷告神要把很多属他的人带到他面前。
This morning I want to speak about God who speaks to us in the storms of life.
今天早上我要分享的是神在我们生命中的风暴中对我们讲话。
The scripture that we just read talks about the disciples being caught in the lake of Galilee in a storm.
刚才我们读的经文讲到门徒们在渡加利利海的时候遇到了风暴。
And a couple of weeks ago, we stood there at the Lake of Galilee.
两个礼拜前，我们就站在加利利海边。
The lake has not changed since Jesus was there.
啊，从这个加利利海从耶稣基督的时代开始就没有改变过。
Jerusalem has changed many times.
耶路撒冷已经经历过很大的变化。
Because they had many wars, and the people would build on the on the destruction one after another. So there might be many stories above where Jesus actually walked.
因为经历过战火，那么人们又在废墟上不断的重建那些许一层一层的，所以呢，就是耶稣基督所行走的地方可能已经埋在地下了。
But the Lake of Galilee is still the same.
但加利利海还是啊，依旧。
And that's always a very exciting thing to be in the place where Jesus actually was.
当我们来到耶稣基督啊曾经走过的地方的时候，是非常的令人兴奋。
So these disciples were in a big storm on that lake.
当时啊，那个门徒们就在加利利海遇到了一个强大的风暴。
And every time I read this story, from the Gospel of John, I remember another storm that I personally experienced.
每当我读到约翰福音这个风暴的记载的时候，我就想起我个人经历过的一场风暴。
It happened many times, many years ago.
是很多年以前。
In 1942.
在1942年。
How many people were alive in 1942?
多少人在那时候已经在世了？
There are a few.
有几位？
Very few.
不太多。
But it happened in Guangzhou.
那个事件是发生在广州。
And it was on an Easter Sunday morning.
那是复活节的主日的早上。
We were crossing Pearl River that flows right through the city.
我们要渡过横穿广州的珠江。
And we needed to get a little boat to cross over.
我们要坐一条小船去。
There were 6 adults and 4 children.
有六个大人，还有四个小孩。
We got a little boat that two women were rowing.
两个妇女在划船。
And when we got into that boat, it was already getting a little dark outside.
当我们上船的时候呢，天色已经暗了。
Even though it was only the noontime.
但那时候正是正午。
And so they said, hurry quickly, we need to get over.
他们就说啊，赶快上船，我们要赶快渡过去。
And as we were starting out and got into the middle of the lake, all of a sudden, dark clouds seemed to come over that whole area.
当我们渡到一半的时候呢，乌云密布。
And in fact, it turned dark like somebody had turned off the lights.
就像有人关掉电灯一样啊，变得一片漆黑。
And a very calm settled over that whole area. It got very still all of a sudden.
周围一片寂静。
And we were all very fearful, and we huddled close together.
我们都很恐惧啊，都抱在一起。
And then all of a sudden the storm broke.
突然狂风大作。
The wind picked up dramatically.
风越刮越猛。
And the little waves became mighty waves of 15 feet high.
江上的涟漪变成了15尺高的巨浪。
And our little boat was tossed up and down.
那个小船被风抛来抛去。
And the rain started to come down.
大雨倾盆。
And then all of a sudden we saw lightning and thunder.
雷电交加。
And we were just horrified as children.
我们非常的恐惧。
And we thought, are we going to survive this?
我以为我们要丧命。
And the two women in the boat, they were panicked.
那个两位妇人呢，非常的恐惧。
And they said to us, "Sit still, don't move."
他对我们叫着说啊，坐好，不要动。
And then all of a sudden, I heard a voice.
突然我听到一个声音。
It was my father.
是我父亲的声音。
He prayed.
他在祷告。
Now he was a pastor and a missionary.
他是个牧师，也是个宣教士。
And they're used to long prayers.
他们喜欢做很长的祷告。
But he prayed the shortest prayer I've ever heard him pray.
但他这个祷告是我听过的最简短的祷告。
Just 3 words.
有三个字。
Lord, save us.
主救我们，四个字。
English is easier, only three words. He prayed.
他祷告。
And all of a sudden, that prayer was answered.
我们就立刻得到了回应。
Our little boat all of a sudden was next to a wooden wall right in the middle of the river.
突然我们小船边上就有一堵很高的木墙。
Where did that wall come from?
这个木墙是从哪里来的？
A ship had just come in and anchored right in the middle and we were at the side of that ship.
原来一艘轮船刚刚在那个江中停泊，我们就在这个船的边上。
And the sailors threw down some ropes.And they pulled us to safety. This was an experience we, of course, will never forget in our lives. Now, let's get back to that story in John chapter 6. Because here we also have a boat, and you have men in it, and there is a big storm. And in the middle of that storm, Jesus appears.
在这个风暴当中，耶稣显现了。
And then all of a sudden, they arrive at their destination.
然后他们就突然的一下子就立时到了他们的目的地。
And all fear is gone.
他们就不再恐惧。
Now, what comes before this, this account?
在这个记载前面发生了什么呢
？If you open your Bibles to John chapter 6,
如果你把圣经翻到约翰福音第六章
，you have the wonderful miracle of Jesus feeding the 5,000.
你就会看到这个耶稣基督他喂饱了五千人的这个奇妙的神迹。
He had been preaching to a big multitude of people.
他当时在对很多人讲道。
And he had spoken all day long.
他讲了一整天。
And the disciples, when evening came, said to Jesus, "Send the people away so they can eat something."
到了晚上，门徒就对耶稣说，打发他们回家，这样他们可以吃东西。
But Jesus says, "No, you don't need to send them away. You give them something to eat."
但耶稣不愿意打发这些人回去，而让门徒给他们吃。
And they said, "What do we have?"
但门徒说，我们没有吃的。
And then they came up with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
他们找到了五个饼，两条鱼。
And Jesus broke it, gave thanks, and then distributed it.
耶稣基督就来拨开祝谢了，分给众人。
Now the Bible tells us that 5,000 men were fed.
圣经告诉我们有五千个男人。
But he says, and their wives and their children.
还有妇人和孩子们。
There probably were well over 10,000 people who got to eat.
超过一万人都吃饱了。
And there were leftovers.
还有很多剩下的。
Amazing miracle.
这是一个奇妙的神迹。
And when the people saw what Jesus could do, they said, "We want him to be our king."
当人们看到这个神迹的时候，就说啊，我们要耶稣来做我们的王。
We will have full entitlements to everything because he gives it to us.
我们就会拥有一切，因为他会赐给我们。
And he should be our king.
他应该做我们的王。
We don't have to work anymore.
我们就不需要再工作。
He'll give us everything we have.
他要给我们一切我们所需要的。
But Jesus did not come just to give us bread to eat.
但耶稣基督来不是只给我们食物。
Why did he come?
他为什么来呢？
He came to seek and to save those who are lost.
他来是要寻找并且拯救那些失丧的灵魂。
And he could only do that by dying on the cross.
要做到这个，他必须要在十字架上为我们献身。
Only there he could pay for the penalty for our sin.
为我们的罪付上代价。
So Jesus was not there to be the king to provide for the needs of our stomach.
他在那里并不是做王来提供给我们这些可以吃的食物。
He had come to save our souls.
他是来拯救我们的灵魂。
But Jesus quickly left the group.
耶稣基督就从众人那里退开。
He went to pray.
他去祷告。
But he sent his disciples to cross the lake in the boat and said, "I'll meet you on the other side."
但是呢，让吩咐他的门徒啊乘船去过加利利海到另外一边。
Now, the interesting thing is that when Jesus sent them over to the other side, they thought they were alone.
当耶稣基督啊差遣他们啊渡过加利利海的时候，门徒们以为他们是在孤军奋战。
But as they got into this storm, Jesus walks towards them on the water.
但是在他们遇到风暴的时候，啊，耶稣在水面上向他们走来。
Now they not only have a storm to contend with, now they see the strange figure coming towards them.
他们不仅仅要与风暴来搏斗，他们也看到一个非常奇怪的意象。
And they think it's a ghost.
他们以为是一个鬼魂。
And they're terrified.
他们非常的恐惧。
And then Jesus speaks to them.
这时候耶稣基督说，
It is I, don't be afraid.
是我，不要怕。
And the minute they recognize Jesus' voice, their fear leaves them.
当他们听出是耶稣的声音，他们就不再恐惧。
They invite him into the boat.
他们接耶稣基督上船。
And it says, as soon as he gets in, they reach their destination.
船就立时到了他们所要去的地方。
So that is the account that we have here in Scripture.
这就是圣经里面的记载，我们已经读过了。
Now, what can we learn from this?
但我们从这段经文能够学到什么呢？
What does it teach us?
它要教导我们什么？
You know, every time you open the Bible,
每次当您打开圣经的时候，
What is your expectation?
那你的期待是什么呢？
Is it to learn something new?
是要学一些新的东西吗？
Is it to get some more facts?
是要知道更多的事实吗？
It is to get more knowledge?
得到更多的知识。
You know, the Bible is not like a textbook.
这个圣经不是一本教科书。
It is a living book.
这是一本活的书。
It means God speaks to our needs in our lives.
因为神在这里对我们的生命中的需要来讲话。
And every time you and I open that word,
每次当我们打开他的话语的时候，
you give God the opportunity to speak to you directly.
你就给神一个机会，让他来对我们直接的来讲话。
And it's interesting, I can read something and you can read something, and he says something totally different to you than to me.
非常奇妙的是，他对我讲话也对你讲话，他们讲的可能是不一样的。
Because we have different needs.
因为我们有不同的需要。
So this is actually God speaking to us and to our spirits as we read the Word of God.
当我们读神的话语的时候，神就在灵里面对我们讲话。
Now I've said this before.
我以前就提到过。
That the Bible was not given to us primarily to increase our knowledge.
神赐给我们圣经不是要增加我们的知识。
But it was given to change our lives.
是要改变我们的生命。
And our lives will only be changed as we allow God to speak to us and to enable us to understand His will.
当我们让神来对我们讲话，当我们了解到神的旨意的时候，我们的生命才会改变。
So I want to encourage you with a very simple thing.
我要鼓励大家。
The next time you open the Bible to read.
下一次你读圣经的时候
，say this prayer，
要做这样一个祷告。
Lord， I'm listening to what you want to say to me today。
主啊，今天我要听你要对我讲的话。
Very simple，
非常简单。
But God will answer that prayer. I can guarantee you that。
神一定会应允这个祷告。
But you must listen。
但你必须要听。
Now, as we have read this chapter here,
当我们读这一章的时候，
what does God want to say to us?
那神对我们讲什么呢？
See, that's the important thing.
这是非常重要的。
You know, and as I was thinking about this passage, I came up with a key thought.
当我在思考这段经文的时候，我有几个想法。
How do we face the storms that come into our lives.
我们怎么样去面对我们生命中所经历的风暴？
What do we do when the storms hit?
当风暴来临的时候，我们要怎么做？
And I believe this has the answer to it.
这段经文就给了我们答案。
Have you ever gone through a storm in your life?
那您有没有经历过生命中的风暴呢？
Maybe some of you are going through a storm right now.
也许你现在就在经历着风暴。
Storms in life can vary.
可能会有各种各样的风暴。
It could deal with your job situation, with your finances.
可能是工作上的，或者是财务方面的。
There's some people that lose their jobs.
有的人失业。
What about their mortgage payment?
他们怎么去付这个贷款？
What about tuition for their children?
子女的学费。
What about daily bread?
每天的食物。
Maybe the investments that you made have gone sour, and all of a sudden everything is gone.
也许投资失败，失去了一切。
That's a storm.
这就是一个风暴。
How are you going to get through that?
那你怎么样才能经过这个风
暴？ Why is it happening to you?
它为什么会发生在你身上呢？
It might not be the financial world. It might be your social world.
也许不是这个财务上的，而是人际关系方面的。
You have problems maybe with some people.
你可能跟人相处有问题。
And there are problems that you can't overcome.
这个问题是你没有办法战胜。
And maybe they are within your own family situation.
也许是在家庭关系上。
Maybe they are within your marriage.
也许是在婚姻里面。
Maybe they are with your children.
子女的关系。
Terrible problems.
各种各样严重的问题。
And you say, what can I do? I'm helpless.
你是如此的无助，不知道该怎么办。
That is a storm that you can face.
这就是我们所经历的风暴。
Or take health.
或者说健康方面的问题。
You go to the doctor, have an examination, and you come back with a report that there's cancer.
到医生那里做体检，但是结果是有癌症。
What a storm that will produce.
这是多么大的一个风暴。
So you see all these various storms that can come into your life.
各种各样的风暴都会进入到我们的生命里。
And if you've never had a storm, I can guarantee you will have a storm.
如果你从来没有经历过风暴，我可以保证你以后一定会经历到。
But I think we understand what storms are like.
但是我们知道风暴会是什么样的。
And these storms, they leave you confused in your own mind.
让你的心里觉得非常的困惑。
And you are...In fear, you despair.
你非常的感觉到恐惧。
And you always ask the question, why is this happening to me?
你会问为什么这个会临到我的身上？
Because the scripture tells us that no matter whether you're a Christian or not, there are going to be storms in your life.
在圣经中已经清楚地告诉我们，无论你是不是基督徒，你的生命中都会经历风暴。
You know there is a whole book in the Bible that deals with that subject.
在圣经中有整整一卷书都是在讲这个主题。
And you know what that book is?
你们知道是哪一卷书吗
？What is it? Job.
约伯记。
Exactly right.
对的。
We have 42 chapters in this book.
在这卷书里面一共有42章。
And we read about a man who was especially a good man.
是一个我们在里面读到的是一个非常好的人。
Now none of us are really good.
我们是不好的。
Only God is good.
只有神是善的。
But the Bible says God held him up as an illustration of a righteous man.
但是神把这个约伯作为义人的一个榜样。
He was blameless.
他是无可指责的。
And God pointed to him and saying, "Look at my servant Job."
神指着他说，看，这就是我的仆人约伯。
He hates sin.
他恨恶罪。
But he loves me.
但是他爱我。
Something happened to them, to him when a storm came into his life.
但是呢，他的生命中也遭遇了风暴。
In one day, he lost everything that he ever possessed, and he was a very rich man.
他是一个非常有钱的人，但是呢，一天之间他就失去了他所有的财富。
Everything was lost.
所有的一切。
From a rich man, he became just an absolute pauper. He was poor.
从一个非常富有的人变成了一个一无所有的穷人。
What would you do if that happened to you?
如果这个事情发生在你身上，你会做什么呢？
Everything is gone.
所有的一切都失去了。
That's a storm.
这是一个风暴。
And you're helpless.
你觉得很无助。
But that was just the beginning.
这只是一个开始。
Then it came another storm.
另一个风暴又袭来。
He had 10 children.
他有十个孩子。
Seven boys, three girls.
七个儿子，三个女儿。
They all died in one day when the house in which they were together collapsed.
在同一天，当这个房屋倒塌的时候，就把他们都压在下面。
You know, it's a disaster when a family loses one child.
即使说失去一个孩子，也是一场巨大的灾难。
But if you lose every one of your children on the same day, that is a huge storm.
当你在同一天失去了所有的孩子的时候，这是一个何等大的一个风暴。
And then there was another storm.
另一个风暴又来了。
He got very sick.
他生病了。
Boils broke out all over his whole body, from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet.
从他的头顶到他的脚底都长满了毒疮。
And he was sitting out there by the garbage pile, scraping himself because of this terrible itch.
他坐在灰中，就是去刮身上的这些毒疮。
This man, a prosperous man, a recognized man, was sitting out there scraping himself because he couldn't help himself.
一个非常有名望的一个富人，现在坐在那里，他是非常的无助。
His health was gone.
他失去了他的健康。
He lost his money, he lost his children, he lost his health.
他失去了他的财富，失去了他的子女，也失去了他的健康。
And then his wife comes to him and says, curse God and die.
然后他的妻子对他说，咒诅神吧，去死吧。
The end of a marriage.
他的婚姻也
That was a storm.
这也是一个风暴。
Why do we have that in the Bible?
我们为什么在圣经里会看到这样的记载？
God wants to teach us.
因为神要教导我们。
He wants to show us how we can get through a storm like that.
因为神要教导我们怎么样才经历这个风暴。
Yes, storms in life are real.
因为在生命中的风暴是非常真实的。
And the question always is, what do you do when you get into that kind of a storm? What solution is there?
问题是，当我们在这个风暴当中是我们要怎么样应对怎么样去解决？
See, Job, even though he lived a good life, he could not escape them.
虽然约伯是过了一个艺人的生活，但是他还是没有办法逃避这个风暴。
So what can you do?
那我们能做什么呢？
If you are in the midst of a storm today, what can you do?
今天当你在一个风暴当中的时候，你要怎么做？
We can learn from scripture.
我们可以从圣经中学到。
How did Job get an answer?
那约伯他是怎么得到这个答案呢？
Job said, I'm a good man. Why is this happening?
约伯说：“我是一个义人，为什么这个事情会发生在我身上呢？”
And he had a number of friends come to him.
他的朋友来看望他。
Do you know what they said?
他们怎么说的呢？
It's your fault.
这是你的错。
You have done something that was bad. That's why this is happening to you.
做了错的事，所以才会发生这样的事情。
God said this is a righteous man.
但神说约伯是一个义人。
But his friend says, "No, you're a sinner. That's why, if you hadn't done something, this would never happen to you."
但他的朋友说不对，你是个罪人如果你没有犯罪的话，这些事情就不会发生在你的身上。
And so for that first part of that whole book, that's all they talk about.
所以在这个这本书的前半段，他们都是在讨论这个问题。
All through the book, these friends cannot give him any help.
那这整本书里面，他的朋友都不能给他任何的帮助。
And then we come across chapter 38, verse 1.
然后我们就会读到啊，三十八章的第一节。
This is what it says.
他说
Then the Lord answered Job out of the storm.
那时耶和华从旋风中回答约伯说
In chapter 40 verse 6 it says the same thing again.
然后这句话又在这个四十章六节重复
Then the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm.
于是耶和华从旋风中回答约伯说
And here we have the key.
这里面我们就找到一个很重要的。
The storms in life give God an opportunity to get our attention to speak to us.
生命中的风暴能够让我们重视神对我们讲的话。
This is what happened to the disciples in the boat.
这也就是在这些船上的门徒所经历的。
When they were in that storm, it's Jesus that comes and speaks to them.
当他们在风暴中的时候，耶稣基督就来到他们面前，对他们讲话。
And he says, "It is I, don't be afraid."
他说：“是我，不要怕。”
And you know, there are three things that we can recognize and learn when God speaks to us.
当神对我们讲话的时候，我们可以学到三件事。
Here's the first thing.
第一件。
Whenever you face a storm in life.God will speak to you through it.
当我们遇到风暴的时候，神会在风暴中对我们讲话。
What's your first reaction when you get into a storm?
当你遇到风暴的时候，你第一个反应是什么呢？
Do you want to figure out a solution for yourself?
你是要自己想出解决的办法吗？
Do you want to call others to help you?
你是不是要请求别人的帮助
Do you come to church?
或你来到教会
No
不是的
Remember what I told you about when we were in that boat in Guangzhou?
记得我们在广州的那条小船上吗
My father prayed
我父亲就祷告
Our firstThought should always be not looking at the storm, but saying, God, I need your help.
我们第一个反应就是不是要定睛在这个风暴上，而是要仰望神说神，我要你的帮助。
You cry to God.
你向神来呼求。
You call on him.
你就呼求他。
And then God will answer you out of the storm.
神就会在风暴中来回应你。
And God can speak because now you are opening your ears to listen to him.
因为这时候你才会侧耳倾听他讲的话。神才会对你讲话。
There was a very well-known English philosopher and author by the name of C.S. Lewis.
C.S. 路易斯是英国一个非常有名的哲学家和作家。
Maybe some of you have read his books.
你们中间可能有人读过他的著作。
And He was an atheist for most of his life.
他一生中很长一段时间都是无神论者。
And then he became a believer.
然后他后来信主了。
And one day he wrote this.
他写道。
He said, God whispers to us in our pleasures.
他说神在我们的快乐当中对我们耳语。
He speaks to us in our conscience.
在我们的良知中对我们讲话
But he shouts at us in our pain.
在我们的痛苦中对我们呼喊
See, when everything is going well with us, yeah, we hear God's voice, but it's like a little whisper that is far away.
当一切顺利的时候，神的话对我们只像耳语非常遥远。
When there is something that really begins to bother us, God speaks in our conscience.
当事情变得严重让我们烦恼的时候呢，神就在我们的良知中对我们讲话。
But when we are in the midst of a storm,
当我们在经历风暴的时候
God shouts at us.
神对我们呼喊
And now we are listening.
这时候我们才会倾听
And now we want to hear what God has to say to us.
我们就要听神对我们所讲的
And this is exactly what we don't do.
我们常常不这样做
We constantly say, Lord, why do you allow this to happen to me?
我们只是问啊，神为什么这些事情会发生在我们身上
？But that question is not the right question.
那这是一个错误的问题。
There should be another question.
我们应该问的是
，Lord, what is it you want to teach me？
主啊，你要教导我什么
？What do you want to say to me in this storm？
在这个风暴中，你要对我讲什么
？What do you want to teach me？
你要教导我什么呢
？I remember in my own life, I went through a storm in life.
啊，我曾经。经历过一个我自己生命中的风暴。
It was very, very painful.
是非常痛苦的。
I could not eat.
我吃不下。
I could not sleep.
睡不着。
I had that terrible, terrible pain and agony in my heart.
我的心中万分的痛苦。
It seemed like every moment of my life was absorbed by the storm in which I found myself.
每时每刻啊，我的心都被这个暴风暴所占据。
And I asked myself, what did I do to deserve this?
我问我自己，我到底做了什么会得到这样的一个结果
？And I wept before God.
我在神面前哭泣。
Now Germans don't cry very much.
德国人一般是不哭的。
No, we don't die. I mean, we don't cry. But I cried. I have never cried like that in my life. And it went on day after day. And then I finally woke up to ask myself something else. This is so painful.I do not want to waste that pain if God wants to get a message to me.
如果神要给我传达一个信息，我绝对不要浪费这种痛苦。
And so I said, God, make me sensitive to what you want me to learn from this.
我说神啊，让我对你的话能够敏感，让我了解到你要教导我的。
Help me listen to your voice.
帮助我听你的声音。
And then I got a pen.
我拿出笔。
And I got a piece of paper.
拿出纸。
And every day I would write down what God was saying to me.
每天我都把神对我讲的话记下来。
You say, well, what is God talking to you about?
神对我讲了什么呢？
Everything.
所有的事情。
And you know with what he started?
那他开始的时候是讲的什么呢？
God said, the first thing I want you to learn.Is to be humble.
他说第一件事就是要学会谦卑。
You are so proud.
你非常的骄傲。
I want you to learn humility.
我要你学会谦卑。
So I made a list and I wrote it down.
我就写了一张清单。
I came up with 42 different things.
一共有42条。
Boy, it shows you.When God looks at you, He can see a lot of things in your life.
当神可以看到我们生命中很多的问题。
But God was speaking.
但是神会讲话。
And I was listening to what He was saying.
我在听他对我讲的。
The storm was still there.
风暴还在那里。
But God was speaking.
但是神对我们讲话。
And all of a sudden, I looked at that storm in a totally new perspective.
我就能够从一个新的角度来看待这场风暴。
God was using this as an opportunity in my life to teach me something I would never have learned otherwise.
神就利用这个风暴来教导我这个功课，是在我其他别的时候没有办法学到的。
And I look back to that time about that great blessing that storm brought into my life because I started to grow.
我回首的时候看到啊。这个风暴其实成为我生命中的一个祝福。那时候我的灵命就开始成长。
I had heard God speak to me, and that made that whole experience worthwhile.
所以当神在这个风暴中对我讲话的时候啊，一切的这个苦难都是值得的。
God was speaking in the storm.
因为神是在风暴中来讲话。
If you're going through a storm in your life today,
当今天你如果正在经历生命中的风暴的时候
，I don't know what it is.
我不知道是什么样的风暴。
Listen to him.
但是要听神的话。
Do the thing that I did.
就像我那样做。
Ask God to teach you, and if you come with that kind of a heart, He will teach you.
如果你有这样一颗愿意的心，他一定会教导你。
And it'll make that storm that you're going through right now in your life an opportunity for God's message to come to you.
他就会把这场风暴来转变成一个机会，让神的信息来进入你。
That's the first thing that this story that.About the disciples in that boat tells me.
这就是啊，这个故事所告诉我们的第一件事。
God speaks to me through the storm.
神在风暴中对我们讲话。
The second thing.
第二件。
God is with me during that storm.
啊，神在风暴中与我们同在。
When the disciples were in that boat, they thought they were all alone in that lake of Galilee.
当这个门徒们在船上的时候，他们觉得自己在单打独斗。
But Jesus had been watching them all along as they were in that lake.
但是耶稣其实在一直在注视他们。
And as that storm picked up in strength, he came to them.
当狂风大作的时候，他就走向他们。
See, the bigger the storm, the closer the presence of God can be in our lives.
当风暴越大，神就离我们越近。
He had sent them on a mission. He says, "You go to the other side."
啊，耶稣啊是差派他的门徒啊渡过这个加利利海。
But when they were in danger, he was right there with them.
但是当他们遇到危险的时候，他就与他们同在。
You know, there's a wonderful promise in the book of Isaiah.
在以赛亚书中有一个非常奇妙的应许。
Chapter 43, verse 2.
啊，是四十三章第二节。
When you pass through the waters.I will be with you.
你从水中经过，我必与你同在。
That's a great promise.
这是一个了不起的应许。
And God makes many promises like that.
其实还有很多这样的应许。
We find the same thing in Psalm 23.
诗篇二十三篇。
It says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil."For you are with me.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
God will never leave you alone when you go through the storms of life.
当你经历生命的风暴的时候，神不会撇下你。
He is with you.
他与你同在。
And you will experience His very presence.To take away the fear in your heart.
你就会经历到他的同在，会除去你心中一切的恐惧。
What a wonderful assurance that is! When God is with you, you don't have to be afraid.
这是一个多么奇妙的确据！就是当神与我们同在的时候，我们就不需要恐惧。
I remember many years ago when I was in Germany.
啊，我记得很多年前我在德国。
Our daughter at that time was only 3 years old.
我女儿那时候只有三岁。
And I was in the southern part of Germany, which is called the Black Forest.
我那时候在德国南部一个叫黑森林的地方。
Why do they call it Black Forest?
为什么那个地方叫黑森林呢？
They have all these forests with these tall trees.
因为森林中有很多高大的树木。
And they're so closely together that when you walk through the forest,It gets very dark in there.
因为树枝交叉，当你在森林中行走的时候，会变得非常黑暗。
So they call it the Black Forest.
所以被称为黑森林。
And I remember somebody took a picture.
我记得有人给我们拍了一张照片。
Where I was walking through that forest.
当我在森林中行走的时候。
And my little girl, 3 years old, was holding my hand.
我的三岁的小女儿抓着我的手。
And she was walking with me through that forest.
她跟我一起在森林中行走。
And my daughter said later to me, "This is my favorite picture."
后来我女儿告诉我，这是她最喜欢的一张照片。
Here is a black forest.
在一个黑色黑暗的森林中。
I did not want to walk alone. I was scared.
我不想独自行走，因为我会觉得恐惧。
But then you reached out your hand.
但是你把你的手伸出来。
And I grabbed your hand.
抓住你的手。
And then I walked with you.
然后跟你一起走。
I had no fear.
我就不会有恐惧。
She said, "I love that picture."
她说我就非常喜欢这张照片。
And that's exactly what's happening here.
这里面讲的也是同样的。
When we go through a storm,
当我们经历这个风暴的时候，
God is with you.
神与我们同在。
He reaches out his hand to you.
他伸出手来。
Are you going to grab it?
你是不是要紧紧抓住神的手？
Are you going to say, "I want to walk by myself"?
或者你说啊，我要独自的行走。
No.
不是的。
Remember that picture.
就记住这幅画面。
God speaks to us in the storm.
神在风暴中对我们讲话。
He is with us during the storm.
他在风暴中与我们同在。
And the third thing is, God provides peace during the storm.
在风暴中，神赐给我们平安。
When Jesus approached the disciples in that boat,
当耶稣靠近门徒的时候，
they were terrified.
那时候他们非常的恐惧。
And when he identified himself, "It is I. Don't be afraid."
但是他们很快就认出了耶稣，耶稣说，是我，不要怕。
Immediately their fear was gone.
他们就立刻就不恐惧了。
They were no longer afraid.
他们不再害怕。
The wind was still blowing.
风继续在刮。
But he reassured them that he was with them and they had peace in their heart.
但是耶稣告诉他们，他与他们同在，所以门徒们心里就有了平安。
The only one that can bring peace in the midst of a storm is Jesus.
在风暴中能够带给我们平安的只有耶稣。
And when Jesus is with you,
当耶稣与你同在的时候，
then there's peace.
就有平安。
We're facing a terrible world these days where there is no peace.
在今天的世界中没有平安。
And there are many storms on every side.
各种的风暴从各个方向而来。
But the only answer to the world's problems is the coming of the Prince of Peace.
但是这个唯一的答案就是和平的君会来。
And we need to pray, "Lord Jesus, come quickly."
我们要祷告，主啊，你快来。
And that's our great hope.
这就是我们的盼望。
There's one more lesson from this.
还有一个功课。
In verse 21 of John chapter 6,
在第二十一节，
it says, "Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading."
讲到门徒就欢喜接他上船，船立时到了他们所要去的地方。
It says, they willingly asked Jesus to come into the boat.
这里讲到，他们就欢喜接耶稣上船。
Have you ever asked Jesus to come into your boat?
你有没有邀请耶稣上你的船？
Or are you still paddling that boat by yourself?
还是你自己在划船？
Or have you said, "Jesus, I'm facing a storm. I want you to come in that boat with me"?
还是你在说，当我经历风暴的时候，我愿意你来上到我的船上。
It says here that when he got into the boat, they immediately reached their destination.
这里讲到，当耶稣上船以后，船立时到了他们所要去的地方。
If you have never done this, ask him today.
如果你以前从来没有做过，那今天你就来这样的祈求。
Lord Jesus, come into my boat.
主啊，耶稣，你来进到我的船里。
And give me that peace.
赐给我平安。
Give me that assurance.
给我这个确据。
That everything will be well because you are with me.
因为你跟我同在，所以一切都不是问题。
Only one condition.
只有一个条件。
Listen to him speak to you.
倾听他对你讲的话。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you're listening to us when we call on you.
主啊，我们奉主耶稣基督的名来感谢你。当我们向你呼求的时候，你就来聆听我们。
And today there might be some real issues in our lives that are like storms.
今天可能在我们的生命中来有经历这种风暴。
And we turn to you.
我们就转向你。
And we say, Lord, we listen to what you want to tell us.
我们祷告就说，主啊，我们听你对我们讲的话。
We want to thank you for being with us and holding our hand.
感谢你啊，跟我们同在。
And we pray, Lord, that you would give us that sense of peace that only you can give.
主啊，求你赐给我们这个平安，因为只有你才能给我们平安。